Hillary Holliday occasionally comes to me with good ideas that involve her JMU students. This particular good idea involves honoring National Poetry Month by having a couple of these students read their favorite poems. Today's reader is JMU sophomore Taylor Kepley. I started off by asking Taylor why he likes poetry so much.
Poetry has always been my favorite form of expression. I've always found it very cathartic, and when I read others' poetry, I feel like it's kind of the only way, when it's honest poetry, it's the only way to truly take a tour through what their mind and what they're thinking. And I don't really get that with literature anymore.
And do you write poetry?
I write poetry regularly.
Are you going to be a poet?
I hope to be a poet to some extent one day.
Not exclusively a poet, so you don't starve to death.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I want to eat.
What poem are you going to read?
I'm going to read The Negro Speaks of Rivers by Langston Hughes.
And why are you reading that poem?
Ever since I first read that poem, I've always admired the sense of racial pride that Langston Hughes portrays, and I've always found it very admirable.
And where'd you run across it?
I actually remember reading it somewhere in high school, but last semester in Dr. Holliday's Studies in Poetry class, we spent quite a while on it.
Read on, Macduff.
Okay. The Negro speaks of rivers. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
JMU sophomore Taylor Kepley, honoring National Poetry Month. First things first. This week on Julia's Spark, Julia Skinner, the Spark's brilliant intern, writes about her conversation with Eastern Mennonite University senior James Souder. James talked with Julia about his passion for photography, about how it allows him to appreciate beauty and share his adventures. There's a link to Julia's blog, Julia's Spark, on the Spark page at WMRA.org. The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA Land Community and the staff of WMRA Public Radio. The Spark's theme music is supplied by the Avant Gardeners of Albemarle County. Thanks to Matt Bingay for all his help. And special thanks to David Stringham for introducing me to Paul Ackerman and Hillary Holliday for suggesting Taylor Kepley. I'm Martha Woodruff. It has been a great pleasure to be with you.